Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3, verse 13. If you have a place, won't stand just a moment. We'll look at this verse tonight. Try to do what God have us to do. Proverbs chapter 3 in verse 13. The Bible says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. I want to preach tonight for just a little bit, if God will be my help on this thought. A man's life. What is a man's life? Well, the Bible says that a man's life, happy is a man that findeth wisdom and a man that getteth understanding. He said, so a man's life, a good life, if you could say, and I guess everybody would like to have a good life, amen? When we go through here and we finish up and we're finishing up, we're getting ready to pass on, praise God, we won't look back and say, well, you know what, Lord God, I had a good life, amen? And he said that happy is a man that findeth wisdom and a man that getteth understanding. Amen. So I want to look at this tonight, and I want to just look at it for just a few minutes about seven things. Now, seven is the number of perfection. I got to thinking about that. I studied actually last week looking at this some, and I was sitting there, and it just got to adding up on me, and I got thinking about it. The seven is the number of perfection. So I want to just give you seven things tonight in a man's life that leads to perfection. Now, I know in our physical body that you and I will never be perfect. Amen? If you are, don't go join up anywhere else because you'll mess up what's there. Amen? Because nobody is perfect. We'll not be perfect this side of eternity. Amen? One day we'll be perfect when we get to be in the presence of the Lord and be just like Him because He is perfect. Amen? He was perfect when He was on earth. He was 100% God perfect. He's 100% man and perfect. Amen. But we're not God. We're not Jesus. Amen. He is. When we look at this, though, we can begin to see these things. And so we see a man's life. And I just want to give you seven things right quickly, praise God, in the Word of God. Just some verses of Scripture, praise God, that helps us in a direction of perfection. Like I say, we'll not be there this side of eternity, but we will be when we get home. So the Bible says that Paul said we should strive for perfection. Amen? We should look at, you say, well, preacher, how do we do it? The Bible says here, the happy is a man that finds wisdom. Now, wisdom we find in the Word of God. Amen? There's a lot of philosophers, there's a lot of teachers, and there's a lot of critics in this world. But praise God, he said, happy is a man that findeth wisdom. Wisdom is of the Lord. But wisdom doesn't do you much good unless it says, and the man that getteth understanding. Wisdom won't do you no good if you get it and you don't understand it. You can read all the books there is out there, praise God, and pull all that wisdom, but if you don't understand what you're reading, it's of none effect. Amen? So we need to have the wisdom of God, and we need to understand that wisdom, praise God, it's from God to us for our understanding. Amen. So we can take it and begin to apply it to our lives. So as we do that and we think in that direction, we look at a man and we look at a man's life and we see, number one, the object of his life. What is the object of a man's life? The Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 6, the Lord said it, doing the will of God from the heart. Amen. Ephesians 6:6, he said that the object of our life should be doing the will of God from what? From our heart. See, that's where that wisdom that we go, that we have in the head, it sinks down to understanding. And we go from knowing to understanding, praise God, and then we have the will of God, doing the will of God in our hearts. Amen, praise God. Doing God what we do for God's glory. John would say in John 6 and 38, the Lord would say this. The Lord Jesus say, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Amen. Jesus said, listen, said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will. You realize when Jesus was walking on this earth, praise God, he wasn't here to serve his own purpose. He wasn't here to say, look at me and see me. Jesus said he came down from heaven to do the will of the Father, praise God, to do the will of him that sent me, praise God. How did he do that? Because it was in his heart. Amen? So if the object of our life is to do the will of God from our heart. I'm afraid today a lot of times we try to do the will of God, but we try to do the will of God from our head. Amen. Our head, your head's like mine, it's occupied with too many things. Amen. It's going to have to get past our head and get coming out of our heart, amen, in order to make a difference. Praise God for God's glory. The Lord said he came down from, he said, doing the will of God from my heart. So the Lord said, I came down from heaven to do the will of my Father, praise God, the one that sent me. And in Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 7, he says, lo, I come in the volume of the book is written to me to do thy will, O God. So whose will are we doing? He said, we are to be seeking, desiring. The object of our life is to do the will of God. Amen. To do what God would have us to do. Praise the Lord. That's all he asks. If we just do what he asks us to do, that should be the object. That should be the foremost part of our life, to just do that, do the things that the Lord God of heaven would have us to do. Amen. That's the will of God. So we see the object of his life, a man's life. But also we see the study of his life. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Chapter 2, verse 15, I'll make sure I said that right. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So he said, not only should the object of our life be to seek and walk in the will of God, but we should study, praise God, to show ourselves approved. Who do we try to find? Who do we try to show ourselves approved to? To God. See, this thing just keeps adding up, and it adds up to Godward. Amen. World don't get no credit for it. The world's left out. That's why the world don't like Christianity. That's why the world don't like our faith. They don't like what we stand for. That's why they're rising up today and they want to do away with Christianity. Amen. They want to do away with this blessed old King James Bible. Because it stands against everything that they stand for. Amen? It tells us the truth. And they don't want us to know the truth. They want us to believe a lie and be damned. Amen? But praise God, I thank God for truth, don't you? But he would say, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Taking it, praise God. Understanding, that's where understanding comes in. And we understand what God's trying to tell us. We understand how much God loves us. We understand how much God wants to help us. He is our heavenly Father, praise God. And we're just his little old children. And we all just reach up every day and say, Father, help me, praise God. Minister to me and help me to be ministered to. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. What a God we have. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the study of his life. And it's where we get that understanding. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. In verse 16. Look what he says. Well, verse 15, he says, see then that you walk circumspectly, but not as fools, but as wise. So God tells us here, praise God, he said, don't be walking around like a bunch of fools. Now, what is a fool? Now, the Bible says that the fool has said in his heart there is no God. That's a fool. Amen. But he said, we're not supposed to walk around like them fools, praise God. He said, but as wise. In other words, those that's coming to the knowledge of the truth. Verse 16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Boy, if they ain't. You look around today, man, I've never seen such a time in all my life. I never thought I'd see it like this. Amen. And now you got them crazy things up in Canada that want to come down here and tell us how we ought to live. Amen. You just need to stay on the northern side of the border is all I know. Amen. They ought to leave us alone, praise God, down here. Let us just worship God and love the Lord, praise God, and stand on what God says. But he said to redeem in time. That redeeming means to buy back, take it back. Because the days are evil. That's why they're so evil, praise God, because we ain't bought back time. We ain't took back the time God gave us, praise God, and used it wisely. Amen. Verse 17, he says, wherefore, be ye not unwise. Amen. In other words, run around without sense. Amen. We're living in the world, ain't got a lick of common sense. But he said, be not senseless, or be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Amen. He said, well, preacher, see, there you go. How in the world are we going to know what the will of the Lord is? Amen. He said, well, because we get understanding, and through understanding, God teaches us in His Word. Amen. What the will of the Lord is. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. The will of the Lord is what God tells us in His Word. But we've got people today, praise God, that don't want to believe God. They say, well, I know what God, this is what they say, I know what God says, but. You know what but's? A goat. An old hard-headed goat. A sheep will just go by and follow. Amen. Okay, if you say so. Praise the Lord. What's right? In the eyes of God. He go on, verse 18. Now, watch what he says. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. So he says, listen, said when we realize and we study to show ourselves approved, and we begin to understand, and we begin to be full, praise God. You take the Word of God and you load up on it until you get so full that you're running over. Amen. Praise God. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Amen. Workmen need not be ashamed, right divine word true. And he wants us to understand, praise God. That's what Paul's to tell them. He said, don't be drunk with wine. Where's the excess? He said, praise God, if you want to be full of something, be full of God. It'll do you a whole lot better. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'll fill you up. He said, next thing you know, praise God, you get so full of the Spirit that you'll start singing and rejoicing and singing praises to God and giving God glory, and God will be your God, and you won't be able to help it. You'll begin to praise Him and thank Him and give Him glory and honor for all that He does. Amen. It's a life-changing experience. Amen. When you get full of God. He said, giving thanks always for all things. Amen. You start real thanks that all the things we have, praise God, it belongs to God, and God's letting us use them for a little while. Amen. Glory. We get excited. Giving thanks for all things, always for all things, unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, makes it available. So we have the object of the life. Amen. Find the will of God. We have the study of man's life, studying to show himself approved unto God. And then we have the ambition of a man's life. Amen. Philippians chapter 4 and verse, it starts on about 16. Paul's talking about those in Philippi that would send up blessings to him through Epaphroditus. Praise God, how God just overswellingly blesses him. And praise God, and he looks around and he smiles real big and he says it's well-pleasing to God. Amen. The ambition of a man, the ambition of a man's life should be to be well-pleasing to God. Think about it. I wonder, are we well-pleasing to God? Are you well-pleasing to God? Something to think about, isn't it? You know what I thought about when I thought about that? I thought, Jeff Massey, you've got room for improvement. Amen. I'm way beyond thinking I've arrived somewhere. Amen. Praise God. I won't be found well-pleasing to God, so I know I've got every day room for improvement. Room to draw up, room to study, room to look, and room to understand what the will of God is. Praise the Lord. And just love Him along the way. The ambition that we have, the ambition of our life should be to be well-pleasing to God. So that when God looks at us, when He sees us, praise God, He can be well-pleased with our lives. Amen. Now, and I know what the devil said. The devil said, just think, same thing to you just now that he told me earlier. He said, well, how God be pleased with you? Look how much you mess up. So you're not making out very well when it comes to the well-pleasing side. Yeah, but you know what? Through mine understanding, because I love God, I redeem the time, I buy back, and I say, Lord, forgive me for that I done. I know it was wrong, amen. Praise God. Would please forgive me of it in true repentance. I pray God, in a godly sorrow. Now, not a worldly sorrow. A worldly sorrow just because you know you got caught, somebody seen you. But praise God, a godly sorrow says, you know what? They may have not seen me, but I know I broke the heart of God. I made Him sad. Lord, I'm sorry. But you know what? When we do that, and we do it not from our head, but from our heart. See, that worldly sorrow, you realize you done something wrong. You realize the world saw you. So you fall down and you look out and you say, well, you know, oh, Lord, please, oh, how sorry no account I am. And you're looking out of one eye to see if they're watching you. But when you fall on your face, nobody around, you say, oh, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. I know I broke your heart. I know I let you down. Please forgive me my sin and help me. Praise God. True repentance, that means you put it down, you leave it down, and you never go back to it and take it back up. Hello? Amen. That's where the rubber meets the road. But God says, praise God, when we do that, the ambition of life is to be well-pleasing to God. And God looks down on us and says, glory to God, forgiven. Amen. He said, take that old load off of him. Cast it in the sea of forgetfulness. Well, I don't have to look at it. Amen. Praise His holy name. That's the God we serve. Bless His name, amen. So we have an object of life and a study of life and an ambition for life. And then number four, we have the sustenance of life. When that woman at the well, and Jesus had talked to her, and the disciples had went off to get some groceries. And while they were gone, Jesus was doing business for the Father. And when they come back, they try to get him eating, He wasn't that hungry. He done got fed. He done dined from the Father's table. Amen. And he says this in John chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me. Now watch this. And to finish His work. Amen. Praise God. He said that substance that I need. He says it's from my heavenly Father. And it's the meat that I eat, praise God, is to do the will of my Father, praise God, and to finish the work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not to do a little bit and then take a siesta. Not to do a little bit and take a break or a holiday. But praise God, He said, my sustenance is to stay and my meat is to stay in the work of God. Praise the Lord, the one that sent me. Praise the Lord. My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. So the sustenance of a man's life is to do and get done the work of God. Amen. That's the most important part in a man's life. Amen. Praise God. So we see the sustenance, but then we see number five. We see the joy of his life. Amen. Now we're going somewhere. We're going to get to perfection in just a minute. The joy of his life. The psalmist said in Psalms 40 and 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Now watch what he says. He said, yea, thy law is within my head. Is that what it said? Now maybe I read that one. Look at the law is within my heart. Amen. Praise God. He said that true joy that I have, the joy of a man's life, praise God, is that he has in his heart. Amen. Praise God. What we have is what we have, the delight to do the will of God. Praise God. Oh my God. Yea, the law is within my heart. He said, praise God, because of what you do, what you say, who you are, praise God. It's not just something that's a buzzing around. He said, but it's in my heart. He said, where I go, you go. What I do, you do. Praise God. Where I am, you are. Amen. Praise God, that joy of life, praise God, is in serving the Lord and knowing God Almighty, knowing, praise God, that you're one of His little young'uns. Just waiting on that glorious call one day to come home. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. You may be also if you receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. There's a place prepared, praise God, but you got to be prepared for that place. And He said, we get prepared, amen, when we have joy in the Lord when we know Him, praise God, in the free pardon of sin. We invite the Lord into our hearts. And He comes in, praise God, and He writes upon the scroll of our heart the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Don't get no better than that. Amen. Rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, thy law is within my heart. He said, it tells me to do good. It shows me how to do right. You know why we can't do right? Because we don't have God in our hearts. We got a lot of head knowledge. A lot of head knowledge today. I've talked to people, man, they could quote scriptures, but boom, ba boom, ba boom, and then they'll take them out of context and try to explain God to you. Amen. But God Almighty, praise God, said, when we got Him within our hearts, He said, that's the joy of a man's life. That's where true joy comes in, to your heart and mind. Amen. So we see the joy of His life. And then we see, number six, we see the prayer of His life. As a man begins to pray, what prayer would we pray? The prayer that we pray, praise God, whenever we think about praying. Amen. Over in Matthew, when He said to teach us to pray, He said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day by day, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. That's what we pray. That's what a man's life is. A man's life who's praying, praise God, is praying that thy kingdom come and that thy will, God's will, be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, why would we pray that? Why would a good God-fearing man pray that direction? Number one, because God said, Jesus said, pray that way. Amen. So if Jesus said to pray that way, then that's the right way to pray. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with it, because Jesus said it. Praise the Lord. But He said, we pray, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. How is it in heaven? It's perfect. It's just. It's righteous. Praise God. It's sanctified. It's pure. It's holy. Amen. So He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Praise God. He said, take that and bring it down here. Amen. That's what we should be praying. In a man's life, praise God, it's when we pray that God's heaven will come down to us. Amen. That it would help us, that the earth, praise God, be full of the presence of God. The goodness and the greatness and the reverence and the holiness of God. In all righteousness. That's the prayer of life. The prayer that we would pray. Thy kingdom come, God's kingdom come down to where we are. Amen. Praise His holy name. And then there's number seven. The number, I said in the beginning, the number of perfection. Amen. The number of perfection. Praise God. In Psalms 37:37, the Bible says this. He says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. Amen. Now what does He mean? To mark the perfect man. What kind of man? Think about it. What kind of person would be a perfect person? Paul said, John said in his epistles, he said a perfect man would be one that had perfect love. Amen? So we see mark the perfect man, or that one that is perfect in love. Amen? Praise God. Perfect in love. And behold the upright. That's that upright life. Amen? Praise God. The one that's standing for God. The one that's walking in the right direction. The one that's holding on to His faith. The one that's ministering, praise God, to folks around. Because of that love that they have in their heart, they've got a life, an upheld life. Who's holding it up? God is. Amen. And behold the upright. Amen. That life, that good life, that right living. I want to say there is a right way to live. Amen. And there's a wrong way to live. And I'm afraid there's many that go in thereat because it's a broad way. But he said there's a narrow way, praise God, that leads unto righteousness, and it's in Christ Jesus the Lord, praise God. And he said that is that life that, praise God, that we behold when we behold the upright life. You say, well, preacher, how's all this come together? Amen? The end of the life. Number 7, number of perfection. The end of that verse, 37-37, says, for the end of that man is peace. Amen? A perfect life leads to a perfect man, which leads to a perfect peace. Amen? Praise the Lord. We go through this life and we have all the obstacles, all the things that we have to traverse around and over and through. Praise God, try to get to where we need to be, where God would have us to be about God. But praise the Lord, we make it with His help and we get to a point, praise God, where we have the perfect man, where a man enters into perfection and we have a perfect peace with God. Amen. We get the wisdom and the unction, understanding. We study, praise God, to show ourselves approved unto God. We have an ambition for life to be well-pleasing to God. Amen. Not to be men-pleasers, but to be pleasing to God. Amen. The substance of life, praise God, is to do the will of the Father which sent us and to finish His work. Have joy, praise God, delight in our hearts because God is there. Pray, the prayer of life is that the kingdom come, that God's will be done. That the earth would be more like heaven. We ought to be working on that, praise God, getting ready for when we get there. Amen. And then we'd have that perfect peace in our heart, that peace that passes understanding, a perfect love, and a perfect life. Amen. Abundant life, praise God, an upright life. That's one that's right. And the end of all that is peace in our heart. So that one of these days, praise God, we can just, as the old song says, shut our eyes and bid the world goodbye in perfect peace. Amen. Dying grace in the end. Just say, praise God, I fought a good fight and I've kept the faith. Praise the Lord. And just get to looking up into the portals of glory and say, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. A man's life, Bible says, like a vapor, and it's gone. The writer of Proverbs, that old preacher, says, happy is a man that findeth wisdom, a man that getteth understanding. Praise God. When you realize what a man's life is, when God lays it out like this for you, you say, praise God, we're a blessed people. Because we've got somebody that's on our side that'll help it all come to pass for His glory. You see, that's why it's going to happen. That's why God's going to help us and bless us and encourage us along the way. Because when it's all said and done, He gets all the glory. Amen. Because we can look back on our lives and somebody can say, well, this or that, and we can say, Jesus did that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, even when we get to heaven one day, they said, well, you know, you made it through this, you made it through that, remember when? I said, no, Jesus done that. To God be the glory. Amen. A man's life. But a man's life, praise God, even though we're imperfect, we can be perfect in Christ Jesus our Lord, even for His glory. Amen.